Blog Talk Radio.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat, and we hope to have Pastor Rock on the show today. He has not called in yet, but I've been assured he has been reminded, so we're going to believe that he will be calling in momentarily. As you are aware, every year Pastor Rock doesn't take a vacation in August. He just takes, I don't even say a break, he just withdraws from the normal day-to-day activities, and so he can seek the Lord, so he can listen, so he can hear. And it's so important for a leader to do this from time to time. And it's really, I think, one of the strengths of Allegheny Center Alliance Church that we have built this into our system and into our culture so that, you know, things don't fall apart and people don't panic and don't get the wrong idea when the Pastor Rock does take his break. So I thought it would be a good idea, since he just kind of got back in the saddle on September 1st, to hear from him, get a little preview of what it is that we should be hearing more and more about. And so we're going to wait a few more minutes and see if he indeed does join us. So last year, if you noticed our change at the start of the services when we recite the Apostles' Creed and spend a little bit of time in self-reflection and asking forgiveness for sins, that was one of the results of the August time off. The year before was, I remember hearing about Expanded Influence then, and that has taken on a whole new life, and this year, and an emphasis, and you've been hearing about that more and more. And I'm trying to think back years past of other emphases we have. There's Pastor Rock, so I don't want to keep you. We want to keep the interview pretty concise, so let me go ahead and bring him on. Hi, Pastor Rock. Welcome to Ministry Beat.
Hi, John.
First, I want to ask, and I'm sure many of our listeners would want to know. Well, first, I want to say welcome back. It's good to have you. Not that you were gone, as I was explaining in the introduction, but I know everybody will want to know how you and your family doing. How are things in the Dilliman clan?
Well, thank you for inquiring. I'm reminded daily that God gives small children to young people for a reason. Helping to raise 11-year-old and 13-year-old at this chapter of life, a little more tiring than I remember it being when I was in my early 30s or even later 30s. And we certainly, that is Karen and I, miss our empty nest freedoms. We had finally gotten to that point in life where there's lots of freedom, lots of flexibility. You can be impulsive. Let's do this. Let's go here. That has certainly gone away. But in the grand scale of things, neither one of those call for a lament before the Lord or any measure of self-pity or wallowing. God has blessed us that we're in a position where we could adjust our physical surroundings, have our son-in-law and children living with us, and love on them and assist them at this time in their life. So it's going well, It's not something I would have, checked the box for. Mm-hmm. But God has given us sufficient provision, and we're doing just fine. And one of these days, it'll go pretty quickly. Those children
mm-hmm.
will be gone, and then we'll do empty nest version 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're already getting applications for, the next round of, people who want to come live with Rock and Karen Dillaman.
Oh.
So,
oh, yeah, right. Okay. Well, I'll put those in the circular file.
I was explaining, as we first came on, your August is not a vacation. It's really not a
right.
break. It's just a change of pace to be able to listen and seek the Lord. And, of course, inquiring minds want to know, how did August go? And can you give us any idea of what it is that we may be hearing more about as you preach and talk about the way forward for ACAC?
Yeah, well, for one thing, I discovered on a personal level, John, that I probably was a little more, a little more depleted
mm-hmm.
in light of my daughter's untimely death than I realized. I mean, mm-hmm. after Shannon's death, I was back to ministry after 2 weeks. I wasn't grandstanding. I was ready to come back in 2 weeks, and I don't regret that decision. But as I got some time away, I've told people the first week or two, I just realized I've been running on less than a full tank. And I felt like the first 2 weeks was just essentially refueling and getting my emotional legs back under me so
mm-hmm.
that I was in a better position to hear from the Lord. And so the 4 to 5 week period, the first two were really just sort of getting positioned. I was studying and praying and seeking, but I could tell I was a bit emotionally weary. And with a couple of weeks' time, that passed, for which I'm thankful. And I feel a new energy now upon my return. As far as hearing from the Lord, this wasn't an August of new marching orders. I think the vision God gave me a few years ago for expanded influence is still what God has for us. It's unfolding a little slower than we would have anticipated, but that hasn't caused us to doubt or go back or reconsider it. We're just running into some realities we don't control, but we're pressing forward. So the scope of that vision, God hasn't or didn't lay something new on our plate. Those things will continue forward. But God just essentially was speaking to me, confirming some of the decisions we've made and the direction of some of our expanded influence decisions in the future, especially in regards to what we do with redesigning our campus. And again, we've hit some slowdowns in that, factors we don't control, but the Lord just really has been impressing upon me that lean and mean, if you will, with greater dependence upon technology than brick and mortar, is what will position ACAC for effective ministry in a changing community, in a changing world,
mm-hmm.
for many, many years to come. So as soon as I came back from my sabbatical, I talked to some of our leadership about perhaps a bit of a new direction and some new thinking, one that's far more fiscally conservative, but I think more strategic, relying more heavily upon the communication piece of expanded influence and streaming and satellites and the things, again, we're already pursuing. And a decreased emphasis upon adding a lot of brick and mortar square footage on this site. We still need to bring our children back across the street. We still need to make the flow for people and especially visitors easier. We still need some expansion, but I'm thinking not as much as we originally were entertaining and contemplating. So that's been one of the big things. And then the second thing, we have seen some decrease in our attendance over the last year. And as we've examined the reasons for that, and I prayed about that almost daily and sought the Lord in regards to that, I'm convinced, and I think leadership concurs with me, it's not the result of some kind of deficit, something we're not doing correctly, something we're falling down in that we need to correct. Though there's always room for improvement in everything we do, and we pursue that all the time. But rather, I think it's the byproduct of our stubborn refusal to politicize our faith and idolize politics, because this 7 or 8, whatever it is, percentage decline in average attendance began just 4 or so months before the recent election, presidential election, at a time when our nation was becoming increasingly polarized and moving into a polarization that, as you know, has increased. It hasn't decreased one bit since the election. We're almost still in campaign mode. And while you can never fully measure such things, anecdotally, I have gathered a lot of anecdotal evidence from a variety of sources. And I think this election bit us in the backside a bit like no other, because of the heightened polarization and the height of passion and feeling. I've learned that some people felt that we should have advocated more strongly for one of the two candidates, obviously the one they supported. I've learned that during our missions month, with our emphasis on ministering to immigrant populations, the chance to lead people to Jesus that may have never encountered the gospel had they stayed in their native land, some actually interpreted that emphasis upon immigration as an endorsement for one of the two candidates in the presidential election. Now, that's mind-boggling to me, because everything we said was based strictly on God's word and had nothing to do with politics or immigration policies in the United States, but on how do we relate to these unsaved people God has put in our own neighborhoods. But the height of political passion actually led some to see that as a tacit endorsement. Our missions pastor was beset by angry people using pretty harsh language. And as I look at those things and some other factors, I think we've seen a few people say, not for me, not because we've fallen down on the job, but because we've held the line. And the one thing the Lord said to me again and again and again during my sabbatical, 3 words, stay the course. Stay the course. Don't change who you are. You can't please everyone. And if you're faithful and prophetic, you'll probably displease some, but stay the course. And so I come out of sabbatical with a renewed confidence to stay the course, improve what we can, but not change our stance, our conviction, our message, and our values, and that God will God will in his time, as he's done many times previously at ACAC, replace those who couldn't accept some of our stance with people who will value and embrace that stance. We've seen that before, and I think we're at a time where we're about to see it again. So I come out of sabbatical with just a renewed confirmation, a greater clarity, more emotional energy, a real sense of staying the course in terms of our basic values and missions, and excited about some of our expanded influence initiatives really getting finalized over these next couple of months, so that by the start of the new year, we've got some clarity where we've had some confusion, some green lights where we've had delay, and are ready to just really hit the ground running.
Yeah, that's a good report. So the three C's are still in place. They
three
may have
C's
been
are
shut-
still in place. And I know talking to you a week or so ago, you suggested with some of our delays, we've added a fourth C, confusion. I thought that was an apt observation. But I think in these next few months, we haven't been confused about what God's called us to do. We've just hit some snags waiting upon God to put the, you know, put the chips in order. And again, we don't control all of those things.
Right.
And we can't control what we don't control, but we can control some others. And I really do think we're at a time now where we've waited on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't rush ahead and do something just to do something. And I think now we're going to see the things start to really come into focus. I believe we're well on the way to that with the campus redesign. And I think the first church planting is going to follow quickly on the heels of that. And we launch our new website in September, later this month, actually. And so after some unplanned delays, which life is full of those, I think now we're going to see things start to kick in high gear.
Yeah, and we started the streaming over the summer, and I think that's so critical. I was interviewing Pastor Sheldon last night. I was in Oklahoma City last weekend. While I was preaching at the one church, they were live streaming into a campus church. And so they gave me instructions, you know, of how to greet them, how to dismiss them. And they said that their satellite campus is vibrant and growing, and so I'm delighted to hear, you know, you say about the technology piece. I think there's so many things we can do there, and I'm very excited about that. So, real quick, you're back in the pulpit this weekend. What can we expect? What are you focusing on this week? Can you give us a heads up?
Sure. We're back in the Book of Acts, and most of the guest speakers in the month of August stayed in the Book of Acts. So we've kept with our year-long study of that book. So I'm obviously returning to it. And I'm returning to chapter 17. And Paul's words to the Athenians about how God from one man created all the people of the earth, and that in him we live and breathe and move and have our being. And I want to show that more than I think we realize reading it now many centuries later, what Paul said there to the Athenians, who were very, very prejudiced, was scandalous, controversial. I mean, he didn't have a great response in Athens. But that it is timeless in addressing something that is plaguing our culture right now in ways that we haven't seen for quite some time. And that's what is commonly called racism, bigotry, and prejudice. Paul's address on Mars Hill was sort of what I'm going to call a mic drop moment for blowing the concept of racism and superiority and so on right out of the water. And it has a lot to say to contemporary American Christians who find themselves in an increasingly ethnically polarized culture that is fraying at the edges.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So timeless, scripture is timeless and relevant. And
yeah.
I want to point that out this weekend and address something that's on everybody's hearts and minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that you're right. Very timely. And an issue that you just when we think is safe to go out, it keeps raising its ugly head, and we are uniquely positioned, I think, to make some statements there. So I'm quite excited to hear what you have to say. So I promised we were going to keep it short. Our listeners seem to be focused in on 20 minutes, so that's where we're going to go. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John, for
all that you do. We're praying for you, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
Thank you. God bless you.
And you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. There you have Pastor Rock. I want to just get a first word from him of what he's sensing and seeing. I know we will hear more from the pulpit. We also have our congregational meeting at the end of this month. It will be during the Sunday services, so you will be able to hear reports and finances and hear a little bit more about some of the things that he alluded to. In the meantime, I just said I'd see Pastor Rock tomorrow because we are having a meeting about the way forward for the REACH campaign and for communications and what have you. So that is, I didn't talk to Pastor Rock, but I just sensed last week that we needed to gear up the blog radio. I felt with Pastor Ross's message that it was time, and so I hope to be doing other initiatives that will enhance and help you understand what's going on at Allegheny Center Alliance Church and give you some input into it and opportunities to have your input considered and have your questions answered. Well, that's it for this show. I want to move on. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to Elizabeth Daigle, hear how the ladies ministry got off the ground, and then we've got some interviews lined up. Christy Wilson and Stephanie Childers just got back from Gabon with Pastor Blaine. We want to get reports from them. We want to hear from Pastor George how growth groups are going. So this is John Stanker, your host for Ministry Beat, just encouraging you. Please be faithful. Please plug in to what it is that we're doing so we can adequately communicate to you, so we can all be engaged in the process. But until we're together again, I'm going to sign off, and I'll let you know when we're going to be back on, which is going to be very soon, and will be very regular. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.